This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The title track is a song where the hook line of the chorus is "We are all posters here," or the hook line of the verse, and the whole song is about the fact that we're kind of made in the image of God, and we sort of see through a glass dimly, and although we are sort of coming to life and being free, there's still a lot to come. You know, there's a resurrection to come, and so the song is sort of and the album artwork and the whole album is sort of a testimony to, I guess, experiencing struggles and frustrations and joys and the halfness of it all, and looking forward to what's to come.
Yeah, well, I noticed one of the ways you describe yourself online is as a psalmist, as someone who has to have that difficult job of bringing to life that invisible, line between what, earth and sky. Yeah. Something very poetic sounding that I read and thought, this is just, you can tell a songwriter wrote this.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that idea of you being the psalmist.
Calling myself a psalmist is probably my way of, I kind of consider myself a worship artist, but there's more to it than that, and I feel when I read the Psalms, there's a lot of hope. There's a lot of kind of the prophetic, but there's a lot of struggle too. And I think I've really found my peace and been able to look at the struggles of life and the things that I go through in light of the hope of what's to come. And it sort of doesn't leave you in a struggling, downy place. It leaves you in a hopeful place, but you're not putting aside the things that are real to you either. So when I read the Psalms, I feel encouraged that you don't have to act like everything's perfect to sing about the goodness of God.
Yeah. Did you find like you found your place on this album? Because I know on the EP when we caught up, you mentioned that you approached songwriting and you found aspects of it difficult because you felt like, as you were saying, you got to write, you wanted to sort of write things and make it look like things were shiny, but you decided that, no, I don't want to do that. I just want to write the truth. Like, I want to write how it actually is for me. Do you feel like on this album you got the chance to do that and you were more confident in that?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I think recording this album for me was, I think every artist has this little space of who they want to be or what they want to sound like or this greatness in mind. And for me, when I recorded this album, I felt like I managed to get rid of that after Water and Fire and just say, this is who I am. These are the songs that I sing and kind of let my life just kind of flow out of it. I actually really enjoyed the songwriting process for the album. And I'm stoked that I got to the point where every song on the album, I just couldn't imagine not having it on the album. And so, yeah, I do really feel like there was a maturing for me there. And quite a few people have told me they've kind of felt that in the music too, which is really cool.
Was it a good reaction at Parachute Music Festival from the crowd? Because this would have been one of the first opportunities you've played this stuff live as well.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was great. The Parachute Festival was amazing. I just feel so blessed at the people who came and they seemed to really love it, and most of all, you know, it really felt like God's presence was there and speaking to people. And I feel like the songs are kind of ours to share, not just mine, and that's a really cool feeling, eh?
With the lead single as well, Deliverance, that's obviously quite a hallmark track. Yeah. Is there a reason why you chose for that one to be the first that those fans got to listen to?
I don't know. I've always loved that song. I mean, I played that song actually last year at festival, and it's always been a song that people have enjoyed. And I think, you know, it's happy and it's got the joy in it. And for me, it's where my heart sits. So it just seemed like a natural fit, yeah.
Is there an inspiration for you when you have those messages and bringing them to a track? Is there a way that you find how to write and articulate those themes?
I actually have a really strange way of writing where I don't think about a theme and then write a song. I'll generally just be kind of walking around doing my thing or whatever, and I'll just feel in my heart, I feel like God says, you know, you've got a song, and then I go pick up my guitar, put my phone down and push record, and then I just play for 3 minutes and then a song comes out. And normally they're things that I guess I've been praying about or reading about in scripture, and it just comes out. So I'm a bit strange like that. It probably sounds like I'm really super deliberate, but I'm not. I just, these things that are kind of always in my heart and mind, and then they just kind of blurt out, and that's how it works. So
yeah. It's a nice thing to see on an album like this, and it's not only this album that is kind of an exciting moment for you in life at the moment, but life milestone, you're having your first baby.
Yes.
That
yes,
is so
I am.
Cool.
I know. Honestly, it is such a weird feeling. I mean, I launched the album last week. I felt like that was one of my babies. And now my wife and I were just sitting around waiting for our first baby to come, my first son. So, I'm so excited about that. It's the weirdest feeling.
That's
going to
be cool. And choosing baby names as well, that's like the next hurdle that you're going to have to face.
Yeah, dude, for like 9 months because we've decided not to tell anyone until he's born.
Yeah.
For 9 months, my family have been giving me so much grief. So after like 3 months, I told everyone that we're calling him Melchizedek just as a joke. But now the problem is everybody, like all the baby cards are like, we can't wait till we meet Melchizedek. No. And my parents are calling him that. And so I'm really worried that no matter what we name him, he's going to be that for the rest of his life.
He'll just come out named George or something simple like yeah. that. And they'll go, what? Why did you? That's not biblical.
I'm going to have to force them to use his real name, eh? I don't know if I've opened a can of worms there.
Yeah. Are you planning to play some of your music during the hospital when your wife's going through like hopefully not a too epic labor process
yeah.
and just have the sweet tunes of Strawn playing alongside?
It's funny that you asked that because Katie did want to have the album on because you can put your own music on. She was like, I'm putting your album on first. And I was like, no way, dude. Like, that would be way too weird for me. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
So I don't think so, no.
We'll have to wait and see. Strawn, it's really cool to be able to catch up with you again, to hear that life is going well. And hey, when we catch up with you next year, you'll have a little boy to chat to. You'll have to bring him into the studio.
Dude, I totally will. You'll just have to be, you know, one of the family around here.
Yes, maybe Melchizedek, as he will be named. We can give him a ukulele and he can just bring it into the studio. He'll be able to play.
Yeah, he totally will, man. I'll teach him young.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.